She has real solutions for real problems. The Real Deal with Barb Marshall. Here's Barb.
I've seen the Lord move mountains, and He wants to do it again, and He wants to do it in your life. The title of today's show is A Magazine for Today. When I saw Janine Stafford's magazine and I looked at it and what it does and what it represents, you just can't get enough with it. And you look at it and you're like, wow, we need more of this, because it doesn't focus on the clothing. It doesn't focus on just music. It focuses on what the God is going to do next, how He works through people in the kingdom and moves forward, which brings hope, which means brings answers and shows a direction in how to go about that. So Janine, God put a seed in your heart about a magazine. Mm-hmm. And then how did you come up with the title?
That's kind of an incredible story. I heard the word metamorphosis like 5 years ago, but I really thought it was metamorphosis because, like so many people, I thought, what a strange word. But I was hearing this word, and so I kind of held it to myself. Held the word to myself. But then when I knew it was really time to start the magazine, then I had all these other names of magazines that I wanted because I thought it was too weird of a name.
It does catch your eye, because I'm like, Mega what? Mega this? What does it mean?
Yeah.
But it's also so catchy that you want more.
Right. And metamorphosis, by the way, is, you know, I guess I didn't realize this, but when I researched it, for in Christianity, it's been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. The word metamorphosis represents the butterfly and the change of the butterfly, and it's been tied to Christianity for centuries. But I did not realize that. But metamorphosis was the word that God really gave me. He corrected me when I called it metamorphosis. He said, no, mega. And it was because metamorphosis represents the transformation of the church. And it's almost like it has two meanings. We're going back in time. It's almost like bringing the ancient church back. But it's so massive what's coming in the shift in the transformation of the bride that it's mega. It's bigger than a transformation. It's bigger than we can even imagine. And so that's where the word came from. And the Lord had asked me literally if I would display the beauty and the uniqueness of the bride and in Metamorphosis magazine. And then I got it confirmed and met with some other people. We prayed and we interceded together for several hours all day long, and they confirmed for me that that was absolutely the name.
So it was the right name, and the meaning is huge.
Yeah.
Just huge. Mega transformation.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Now, you used to pray in the Capitol here, because this isn't just,
yes,
just not falling in a quick place, all taken care of, but has
right,
baited in prayer.
Yes.
What is the heart behind the magazine?
The heart of the magazine is really to, it's really a kingdom leadership magazine, but it's packaged in a very creative and unique way. And the heart of it is really to share radical love and to expect miracles. As I heard the Lord speak, and he spoke to me and he said, if my bride will share radical love, then they can expect miracles. And that's where we call them the two hashtags for the magazine come from.
That's good. That's really good. Now, you used to pray in the Rose Garden right around the Capitol.
Yes.
Right at the Rose Garden there.
Yes.
When there were just sticks. What did God do with that while you were starting to bathe this whole idea in prayer?
Oh.
And how to pray for, because, you know, California is not known for its Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not known for its revival. But you claim that differently.
Yes, absolutely. So when we started out going to, it was myself and Sandy Padilla and Berlin Newby would come and join us on occasion as well. The Lord asked us to go. We just knew it was the right time, and to start praying for the Capitol, start praying for the city, but also for the nation. And so it started there in the Rose Garden, and it was really a tremendous story. I don't even know if you've heard this part of the story, but it was remarkable, because when we went there, there was nothing but sticks in the Rose Garden when we started praying back in, was it 2015? I think it was 2015.
In the winter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And there was just sticks. And it must have been, sorry, I'm not good at gardening, but about 6 weeks before they were to bloom. And so anyway, we were singing and praying, and the Lord said to anoint the rose garden, and we anointed the rose garden, and we were doing these things.
You're anointing a rose garden?
I know.
I have just never heard of that. Just you anoint people.
Yes, well, we did both.
So this has to do basically with the state capitol here.
Yeah, so the Lord said, this is what he instructed us to do. We were just listening to the Holy Spirit as we were worshiping and praying and interceding, and the Lord said to anoint the rose garden. And so what was really tremendous about it is that he told us that day when we anointed the rose garden, the Holy Spirit said that it would be a place where people would come, where dead dreams would come back to life.
Wow.
Yeah. And I really see now that when he was showing us, what happened was that the roses became massive. We've never seen roses like this. So wow. About 6 weeks later, we ran into the gardener there. And the gardener said, literally the Lord said that they would be bigger and more vibrant than they've ever been in history. And so we ran into the gardener, and it was amazing because we asked him, so what do you think of the roses? And he literally said word for word exactly what the Holy Spirit had revealed to us. And we got it all on video.
Wow.
So we were videoing when we were praying that first time, and then we also videoed him saying it. And so that was out there on social media so people could see that, yeah, this is what the Lord said was coming. So I believe there's a representation of the kingdom of God and what God is going to be doing. And clearly, from those days, he was speaking to us about what was going to change in our nation and in California. And so we knew that it was definitely a representation of what happens when the church really becomes the church, when we really start walking in the power of the gospel and of Jesus.
Being united and speaking in love.
Absolutely, and speaking in love. And he's just proven it. So it started there. Then the Lord sent us to Washington, D.C. About 5 months later, I think it was, something like that. He said then to go to Washington, D.C., and he said he wanted us to document the revival, the beginning of the revival of the nation. He wanted us to.
And I want to hear a little more about that.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. This is interesting, isn't it? We'll be right back.
Barb TV, the stories we bring, the problems we show, the solutions we present are real. They are raw and they are authentic. The stories we share are with real people. Are you afraid? God wants to give you peace. Do you feel unloved? Know that God loves you. God wants to give you love, peace, joy, and hope. It's all about the real deal. Barb TV wants to share with you its resources, answers, and hope. God has great plans for you. We have great answers, resources, and hope. BarbTV.org or 855-515-5550.
With me is Janine Stafford, and for years she has been praying, planning for a revival and a uniting of the Christians, especially in California and even in the whole nation, because it is so easy to become the news and just to see all the bad stuff. But that's not what God is all about. So when do we as Christians start actually to move forward to make a difference, to pull people into truth and to love and to joy and what Jesus wants to do for this nation? And the start of that here with Janine today is definitely what she has started in Sacramento. So you went to Washington to pray for the nation after you went to the state capitol.
Yes.
And what was the result of that?
Well, we started to document, so we went and we took our film cameras, we got press passes and that sort of thing, and it was really an incredible experience. So the Lord wanted us to start a documentary called What Is God Saying, which we have not yet released. So we have been gathering footage still to this day that would really show that. But he asked us to go there, and he said that it was the beginning of the revival of the nation, the rise of the brave church, and the beginning of the truth-teller revolution, which is so there were these three components to what is coming, really.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And when I was prepping for the show, and I was looking at Psalm 51, and it just touched me. There's more, but it says some beautiful things that really touched me. Because it says right here, God, give me mercy from your fountain of forgiveness. Mm. And when I think of California and all the things that are issues here and problems, that, and it comes to mind, I know your abundant love is enough to wash away my guilt. Mm. And when I read this, I know your abundant love is enough to wash away California's guilt. Yes. You know, it's beautiful. Yes. Because your compassion is so great. Take away the shameful guilt of sin, which could be from one person or for a nation, of course. Yeah. Forgive the full extent of its rebellion, my rebellious ways, and erase the deep stain of my conscience. And what you're saying, instead of us living all the time, especially as Christians, in what we don't like about the state, you're actually praying between roses and anointing into what it should be.
Yes.
So, and then it says, David went through cleansing. This was even after a time he was with Bathsheba and made some big mistakes. Then it says, purify my conscience, make this leper clean again. Wash me in your love until I am pure in heart, and then satisfy me in your sweetness, and my song of joy will return. And it sounds like when you went to Washington, that that joy was totally coming. It was right there. It was there because it showed the way of what is coming.
Yes. Yeah. It's a beautiful experience. That was called Together. That event was in Washington, D.C. on the Washington Mall.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, the beginning of the Lord really showing. It was kind of the launch of unifying and showing us what it was like when we just came together with the sole purpose of just worshiping and loving Jesus. And I think it was a kind of a catalytic event for that, for knowing that love what needed to come, and that we needed to unify and get away from our denominational differences and just come together. Just loving Jesus. And it was tremendous. The experience was amazing to watch 500,000 people all on their knees.
That must have been like that moment. You know?
It was just the most incredible thing, life changing to see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what went through you in your inside of you when you all kneeled at that same time?
I just got a glimpse of this really is happening, that regardless of what the world may think out there, the church is hungry and really wanting to be in the presence of God, wanting to go to a deeper place. So definitely the hunger in the church is growing and growing, and also just that the hunger for being with Jesus, you know, really wanting to go to a deeper place and understand him more, and getting away from not so much, you know, like not the religion, but the experience of who, you know, really knowing Jesus on an intimate level. And so I think we are experiencing that. Actually, I think it's happening across the nation. But here in Sacramento, there is no question in my mind. I meet people all the time that are moving here from all over the world. The last 4 years, they've been called here.
Now, you can see it happening, literally. There's an incredible growth to Sacramento. Yeah. Now, of all places, why did God choose you? Because I believe you are part of that foundation here in Sacramento to start all of this and to start a leadership magazine on top of it. If I would have a magazine, it would be for everybody because it gets sold more. But for leadership, that's a different story.
Yeah, it's a magazine for the risk takers, changing lives, shaking things up, and defying status quo Christianity.
That's good. Now, in one of your articles, you're having a 2020 article. I read it, and it was speaking about the revival and different things that are coming, part of 2022. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think what's happening is that the Lord is sort of waking people up, and there are two things that are happening. First of all, we can't have revival and transformation in our nation until the church transforms. So when the Lord really called me to bring healing to the nation, that is my mandate. The magazine and the other things that I do are just part of that. But I just lost my train of thought.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, you guys.
It's totally okay. So we're talking about 2020 and what your mandate is and how to get there.
Yes, but you asked me a question that I got off track. Sorry.
It's okay. While you're thinking about that, since we just have a minute, this is the part that I believe is as well for Sacramento. And I know it's kind of down, but it's going to shift up. It says, create a new clean heart within me. Fill me with pure thoughts and holy desires, ready to please you. May you never reject me. May you never take me from your sacred spirit. So what you're saying for Sacramento, that this is actually happening, and when this is taking place, that is when the revival is starting to shape?
Yeah, the revival will happen when the church actually wakes up, and that's what's happening right now. The hunger is growing. People are seeking God more. They're seeking the will of the Father. They're seeking the face of Jesus. They're going to this deeper place, and it's the church. The nation has revival because the church has revival.
Wow.
So
I have some questions to you about that. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. You might have some questions too. We will be right back.
Peace is beautiful. However, finding peace is not always easy. But the result when you get there is life-changing. Are you ready to dream bigger, pray bigger, believe bigger, and live bigger? If you want to break free from dull Christianity and transform to a vibrant, active believer, what are you waiting for? Dare to Believe Big teaches you to believe like never before. It is time to grow, evolve, and expand. Discover four words that can transform your life. Are you ready to build a relationship with God? God has incredible plans for you. It is an exciting opportunity, and you can live each day with a high expectation of what God will do next. Don't wait any longer and sign up for your new free membership. Sign up now and get a free gift at daretobelievebig.com.
So Janine, you have been preparing for this for years and you knew it was coming. You saw it when we all were like, well, we'll just see what happens, because that's how often we think and behave in Christianity, which is not of God at all. So you had that prophesied over, you saw it was coming. How did you know it was you?
Well, I knew the Lord called me because he had spoke to me, and I actually asked him, I said, why would you choose me? I'm like, me, you know? And he said, because you're willing to say what other, you know, do what others are unwilling to do and say what others are unwilling to say, which is absolutely true, because he has embedded the future and the bride and the passion for how the Father loves the church. And it's so in every ounce of my DNA that it just drives me. I don't want anyone, I do not want a single person to not know how good Jesus is. And I, on the other side of that, I want people to know how small the enemy is in comparison.
Wow, and you're right. The other day I was just contemplating, I was like, wait a minute, there are only 1/3 demons and 2/3 angels. We're the majority, if you really think about it. So why is there so much stuff going on? Because the Christians aren't stepping into the kingdom and the authority that we were given to begin with.
That's it, right there.
Whatever, I was wondering, how did you get to be where you're at today? Is it that you have no fear and there is nothing holding you back because of the way the Lord helped you through the past? I know you got beat with a bat. I know you were left by your first husband in a desert right in front of your children and taken away.
Yes.
I know the devil visited you once and got in your face and you said, you have no touch over me.
Yeah.
Do you think the past gives you that authority and that mandate that you have today as standing as an apostle over the Sacramento area?
I believe
that has made a difference.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, other people that honestly, that talk about like spiritual discernment and certain things where they have, I don't know how they get there. I had to spend my entire life battling the enemy and all of that to be the person that I am, to carry what I carry, you know. But, you know, God has his ways. I'm just saying for me, for me, I had to really go through hell and back, and Jesus had to pull me out of the pit of hell many, many times. He saved my life more times than I can count.
So how do you carry today that responsibility? Because it seems at times it is heavy. Heavy because there is so much to do. Yeah. So if people are interested in helping or coming along board, what is it that they could help to start standing up for California and to start standing up for this nation?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, to be careful what they say, because people don't understand the power that they have. And in the kingdom, you really have to be careful, because you can curse the work that you're supposed to be doing. Mm. You know, so we have to step into what we believe and what we know. You know, we have to declare what isn't as though it is,
instead of just trashing it, stamping on it,
absolutely,
and cursing it.
Because really, we're looking when we're doing that, we're seeing through our own eyes. We're not seeing through the Father's eyes. The Father, he loves our nation.
He does.
You know, Jesus is the Savior of the nations. The enemy is the deceiver of the nations.
True, very true.
Biblically speaking, that is what the Bible says.
So do you believe that even for California, that all the promises that God gives, He wants to do again?
I absolutely do. Not only that, I am so excited, because for me, it's like the opportunity. I just look at the opportunity. So the more people that move here, and the more that our culture gets even more worldly than it already was, the more I'm just excited. My spirit, I mean, honestly, my spirit just jumps inside of me.
Because, so what is the next step for Sacramento? What is next on the list? I've heard of transformation taking place in Vallejo. Yeah. That was the first city that had bankruptcy.
Yep.
And yet this city, when the Christians came together and started praying and sitting on the steps like you've already done, and inviting leaders in and bringing them to revivals all over the world, that's when things changed. What do you think that looks like, in your opinion, for Sacramento?
Yeah, I see that what's coming, and the way the Lord has strategically placed myself and my husband, is that we're part of the National Day of Prayer. So we see a big shift that will happen this year when we have that event. And also with the magazine, I'm really tied to some of the more prominent pastors that have a lot of influence. And so what I feel like the Lord is doing, and I'm just being obedient to do what the Lord's asked me to do to build these relationships, is that I think He's going to bring those pastors together, because they're all individually talking about unifying the city, and they're passionate about transforming the city. And so that is the assignment that I feel like we're on right now. And so that's how I see it's going to happen. When those pastors come together and they start to really unify here locally, then visually the world will see it.
Wow. It will be noticed.
It will be noticed.
In Acts, the book of Acts, it was noticed because they unified and came together. And that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Now, your magazine builds on that. It's like one magazine builds on the other to a deep level. Where do you get all your information for that?
Yeah, I call it a spirit-led magazine. And so literally just from day to day, the Lord will give me more revelation on each issue. I actually have the next 2 years of issues. The Lord has given me so much. So I know already what's coming, because each issue has a theme, and that theme is attached to what is the Lord doing in that season or this period of time. Every 4 months there's an issue. In that period of time, the Lord is speaking collectively to the body, and the bride specifically, that's really, you know, the ones that are on their knees, they're really after the Father's heart. That's how I am defining them. And so those issues come because the Holy Spirit just speaks to me, and it's always right on. It's amazing. And I do see how each issue builds on it. And it's very, very obvious.
Yeah.
It's very, very obvious that the Lord is speaking these messages.
Now in May, I believe it's Illumination that is coming out. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Illumination is, it means two things. There's always double, at least two or three meanings for each thing. It's almost like this poetic kind of a thing, you know? And with Illumination, there are these illuminated ones. They're people that the Lord has chosen, the same ones I keep talking about, the ones that are truly after the Father's heart. They're about making Jesus famous. They're not about making themselves famous. Mm-hmm. The Lord's illuminating them in the marketplace. So that can be anywhere. It doesn't, wherever you are, wherever the Lord, if you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, You can be a politician, a singer, a songwriter. It doesn't matter. It's just wherever you are, the Lord, it wants you to illuminate Him in the marketplace. Mm. And so these illuminated people, these are those people that right now we're marching because we're in March Saints. That's the issue we're in. Coming May, we'll see a transition.
That sounds beautiful. If somebody wants to get a hold of the magazine, because everybody can have access to that, of course, what is your website? Where can they contact you for information?
Megamorphosismagazine.com.
Perfect. And we have that at the screen, so it's spelled correctly and everybody knows just how to write it. Janine, thank you so much for being on the air with us and for making a difference where other people have given up.
Aww.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Barb.
And then I just wanted to share real quickly with you. In Psalm 51, this is what the Lord wants to do, you know, and that's everywhere. Then my heart will once again be thrilled to sing the passionate songs of joy and deliverance. Lord God, unlock my heart, unlock my lips, and I will overcome with my joyous praise. For the source of your pleasure is not in my performance, like you said, or the sacrifices I might offer to you. The fountain of your pleasure is found in the sacrifice of my shattered heart before you. You will not despise my tenderness as I humbly bow down at your feet. This was David going through a hard time, and then it all turned around. And then at the end it says, and when we are fully restored, that includes Sacramento, you will rejoice and take delight in every offering of our lives as we bring our sacrifice of righteousness before you in love. There might be a situation right now that you are struggling. You're looking for that joy. You want to be out of that depression. That's what I'm hearing right now. Call us. We want to connect with you. We want to pray with you. 855-515-5550. God loves you.
Call us anytime at 855-515-5550.